I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You should know by now, but I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can help you do that. Okay, this is halftime of the show. 2 hours down, two more to go. Thank you to everybody listening across North America. Thank you to people. I get texts and people hit me up overseas. Shout outs to my friends in Paris who listen. Okay, you can listen on the free radio.com app. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can listen on your smart speaker. Just say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. Like I said, we got 2 hours down, two more to go. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs for helping to put the show together and make sure that it all runs smooth. Okay, for the first 2 hours, we went through and discussed a lot. Right before we went to break, we talked about Antonio Brown joining and now actually having a chance to work out and show his physical skills with the Buccaneers. And Bruce Arians says he looks great. Of course he does. This man is playing for his livelihood right now. We opened up the show talking about Trevor Lawrence. Unfortunately, Trevor Lawrence tested positive for COVID. He's going to miss the game this Saturday against Boston College. He might miss the game next weekend against Notre Dame. He's going to be required to be in a 10-day quarantine. And COVID, there's no surprises. You know, nobody out here is exempt. And it just continues to run roughshod through college football. I mean, the NFL is still dealing with it. Chargers had to cancel practice today. The New York Giants, Will Hernandez, their offensive lineman, one of their linemen, he tested positive. We know about Major League Baseball, Justin Turner. He tested positive during a game. They literally had to tell him, get your ass up off the field. So more just 2020 news as things roll on. The most interesting thing for me here in college is how many games are we going to get? Especially for a Big Ten that just got started, and they're trying to squeeze in 8 and 9 consecutive games in 8 weeks, 8-9 weeks. That's pretty ridiculous. It sure as hell ain't going to happen. And the same thing with the Pac-12. Out west, they're supposed to start next weekend, and they're trying to do it 7 games in 7 weeks? Good luck. I mean, if past history is an indicator right here, I'm not going to say that that's going to happen successfully, if I'm just being honest. Now, one thing I do have to talk about right now that just concluded, Thursday night football. I could tell you, I mean, we got a lot of Thursday night football matchups that you probably want to roll your eyes at. You're like, this game sucks. Why do I want to see this? Why do I want to watch? And tonight, we got two teams that you could probably say, why do I want to watch this? Okay, well, it's because I love football. And that makes sense. And that's not to say that you wanted to watch winning football, but that you just love football. And tonight, we had an opportunity to see the Falcons actually beat a football team, not lose the game, not blow the game, not accidentally score a touchdown. Tonight we saw the Atlanta Falcons beat the Panthers 25-17. Everybody's worst nightmare looked like it was going to come true, or it was still a possibility, until Teddy Bridgewater threw an interception, pretty much helped seal the game. You know, Falcons had an opportunity to kneel out the remainder and the rest of the game. And the Falcons, they got a victory tonight. The Falcons are 2-6. The Panthers fall to 3-5. The NFC South is still basically there for the taking if you're the Buccaneers or the Saints. The Panthers and the Falcons, you can improve your win-loss record, but there are no huge expectations there for either one of these squads. I mean, we were having conversations, and there have been plenty of conversations over the past week as to what the Falcons are going to do for their future. They've gotten rid of Thomas Dimitroff. They've gotten rid of head coach Dan Quinn. I know he is a famous punching bag for someone who, yes, helped blow a Super Bowl lead. I know people in Atlanta don't want to hear about that. And I also know that if you're Matt Ryan, you may not want to hear about that because his name has been in trade rumors. Well, are the Falcons going to trade Matt Ryan? Are the Falcons going to trade Julio Jones? And the answer, in a realistic sense, might be yes. But if you think about the money, if you think about the cap hit, if you think about the morality or the punch to the gut that Atlanta would feel, the answer is probably no. And you've heard it. They probably almost certainly will not be traded. But it is a reality that the Falcons, they're closer to the bottom and they're closer to rebuilding than they are to the top. The reality says that the Atlanta Falcons, I don't think it's a matter of, okay, if we plug a hole here or there, you know, we go back to the Super Bowl. I think that's done. That's not happening. That Super Bowl, I got to tell you, it legitimately feels like it was yesterday. That Super Bowl took place in 2017. That was almost 4 years ago. 4 years ago that the Patriots came back and won 34-28. A hell of a game if you're a fan of the Patriots. Not so good if you're a fan of the Falcons. And so we know Matt Ryan is going to be staying around. You know, I'm here in Atlanta. I see the commercials with Matt Ryan, and we see Julio ingrained in the culture of the city and the community. And Matt Ryan, he's super dependable. Matt Ryan has been here since 2008, coming out of Boston College. He has been old reliable. Matt Ryan ain't out there missing games. He had a foot injury earlier on in his career, missed a game. Here and there, he only missed a game maybe one or two last year. But he's been reliable. He's shown up. Matt Ryan, if you remember, he was the NFL MVP that Super Bowl year. Matt Ryan was the NFL Offensive Player of the Year. Matt Ryan, all-time NFL, he is 9th in passing yards. He's 11th in touchdowns. And you think about some of the names that surround him, a lot of those guys are either in the Hall of Fame or most certainly will go. Now, I'm not going to say, I would certainly say, oh, let's put Matt Ryan in the Hall of Fame. If I had a vote, knowing that this man is in the middle right now of a five-year deal, paying him $150 million, Matt Ryan, he's not going to disappear. Matt Ryan is 35 years old. Matt Ryan may have an opportunity to put up more stats and more numbers. And I personally think that Matt Ryan, for what he has accomplished, he is on a Hall of Fame trajectory. There's no doubt about it. I think it's highly debatable if he were to hang it up right now, whether he would go into the Hall of Fame. But I think Matt Ryan deserves a little bit more credit for what he has accomplished. You know, living here in Atlanta, I hear it all. People ask me when it was okay to go outside and gather at events, especially last year when the Falcons were hitting the skids. You know, what do we do? It's time to fire Dan Quinn. They need to fire Dan Quinn. They need to get rid of the quarterback. They need, and it's like, goodness gracious. If the team and the head coach had a plan, if the team was actually prepared, Matt Ryan wouldn't have to be out there throwing the damn ball 50 times a game. You wouldn't have to abandon the run. I'm sorry, Devontae Freeman, and now he's up in New York with the Giants, just, I guess, cashing checks. But Matt Ryan, he's like always playing from behind. And even playing from behind, it's not the disastrous blowouts that you would think it would be every single game, because Matt Ryan is not a bum of a quarterback. And it's real easy over the past several years to look at Matt Ryan and say, well, damn, he ain't Lamar Jackson. Oh, we know that. Well, damn, Matt Ryan, he's not Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, we see that. Oh, Matt Ryan, he's not Russell Wilson. Yeah, Matt Ryan is not going to be out there burning folks. He's not going to be burning rubber with his feet. Matt Ryan, yes, he is an older quarterback. Next season, this guy's going to be 36 years old. Matt Ryan is a pocket passer out of Boston College. He's not Kyler Murray. No one will confuse him for so. But I'll tell you this much. If you look at the quarterback scale, if you lay the quarterbacks out and you go, hey, 1 to 32, Matt Ryan, yeah, he might be closer to the middle, but he ain't close to the back end. You know, he's not a bum. He's not a loser. He's not, let's figure out what he is. He ain't Sam Darnold. You know, he's not Gardner Minshew running around with broken bones in his hand. And I think Gardner Minshew sometimes is underrated. He ain't Nick Foles. He ain't Mitch Trubisky. Matt Ryan is a quarterback that you can still win with here in the NFL. The team around him, the preparation of what they have been, just sucks. And you can blame Dan Quinn for that. So I don't want to put all of the blame around Matt Ryan. To a certain degree, I think Matt Ryan is unappreciated, or underappreciated is a better word. And I think it's real easy to look at what the Falcons have had at quarterback. You can go from a dynamic Michael Vick to more of a traditional passer in Matt Ryan, and it's easy to make the comparison and say, well, we had one of the originators. We had the OG. I mean, we had this conversation last week. Michael Vick said himself he doesn't feel he did enough to get into the Hall of Fame. And I know there's some folks that called up and said, well, he's done enough culturally, and he's done enough to impact the game. And you look at some of the quarterbacks playing now, and Michael Vick was ahead. He was the table setter. And that may all be very well and true. But if we strictly want to look at numbers, if we want to look at results, if we want to look at trophies, we want to look at awards, Matt Ryan, as a passer, as a quarterback, hell, he's had a better career than Michael Vick. He may not have had the same cultural impact. He may not have been as exciting. He may not have changed the game. But Matt Ryan, all reliable, what he's done, what he's won, and what he's accomplished is going to probably send him to the Hall of Fame. And what a difference a couple of quarters can make. What a difference a couple of quarters can make in the Super Bowl. Because if the Falcons won the Super Bowl, I don't think we'd be having the same conversation. Matt Ryan, he would probably be lauded. Matt Ryan would be remembered not only as, hey, this guy won an MVP. This is the guy who helped deliver the Super Bowl to Atlanta in the same year. And because of two quarters that wasn't necessarily his fault, you know, everything is forgotten. The Falcons are looked at as an organization, even up until now. It's just a matter of how are they going to lose this game? And it's crazy the difference that a half, a couple of quarters, and an overtime can do. So Matt Ryan tonight, okay. 281 yards, one interception in the rain, no touchdowns. Fine. But if you look at everything this man has done since 2008, the most passing yards for the first 10 years of anybody's career, the fact that the guy really doesn't ever miss a game, the fact that he's ninth in passing yards, the fact that he's 11th in touchdowns, his longevity, his accomplishments, his MVP. What has Matt Ryan not done? Just win a Super Bowl? I'm not saying Matt Ryan is, here he is, one of the greatest. I'm not saying Matt Ryan, oh yeah, definitely he's the best. But what I can tell you about Matt Ryan is that when you draft a quarterback at 2008, he has done and he has gone above and beyond what you would expect and what you want. He's put you in a position to win when you're out on that field. What more can you ask for? There are a lot of teams. Let's go talk to Chicago right now. When does Chicago have their QB? Let's go ahead and look at Miami. When has Miami had their QB since Dan Marino left? Let's go ahead and look at the New York Jets. When has New York had their quarterback since Joe Namath? Come on. Don't look a good quarterback in the face and take him for granted. And in the case of Matt Ryan, I know, yeah, you want to get rid of him, and the time probably is ripe for Matt Ryan to be gone. Because by the time the Falcons are competitive again, Matt Ryan is going to be old and he'll probably be somewhere else. Maybe he'll be a backup somewhere. But I just think when you look at Matt Ryan and his career, what he's accomplished, how reliable he is, the fact that you don't have him in the game saying Matt Ryan is going to lose us the game. We got a lot of quarterbacks that's their MO. This guy is going to lose us the game. How is he going to lose us the game week to week? I don't think that's the case with Matt Ryan. He's been out there since 2008, selected third overall. And for the most part, he's given you a chance to win. Ain't nobody perfect. He's not perfect. He's not Pat Mahomes. He's not Lamar Jackson. But for what he's done in his career, he's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. And I just think Matt Ryan, yeah, his time in Atlanta eventually will be done. All of that money they're paying him pretty much stops them from doing it right now. But I say, hey, sometimes you don't know what you got till it's gone. And in Matt Ryan, for being an Atlanta Falcon, what he's done over the course of his career, I think he deserves a little bit more love. And I think Matt Ryan, for who he is, not who you want to compare him to, I think Matt Ryan is underappreciated. I want to open up the phone lines to you. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When you think about Matt Ryan, do you feel he's underappreciated? Do you feel that people look at Matt Ryan and give him the love that he deserves? You know, there are a whole lot of NFL cities that would have loved to have a franchise quarterback that they can rely on that isn't going to throw the complete game away for the past 12 years. Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. Is Matt Ryan underappreciated? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. You're checking out the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Matt Ryan, he didn't throw for a touchdown tonight. But as you heard via Falcons Radio, he ran for one. And I told you before we went to break, Matt Ryan, I think he's underappreciated. I think when you look at all of the talent and the physical ability, the pocket passer, you know, it's becoming a relic. You got to be out there and run and roll. Yeah, Matt Ryan went out and he scored a touchdown tonight. But typically speaking, yeah, this man is forced to air it out in past years here with Dan Quinn, with a team that's been losing, a team that's been forced to play from behind. Matt Ryan has been forced to really air it out. And I don't think for someone who's on a Hall of Fame trajectory that he always gets the love that he should. From 2008, he's pretty much always been there, rarely ever missing a game. He'll miss a game every bunch of seasons, but he's always there. He's ninth all-time in passing yards, 11th in touchdowns. The guys surrounding him are in the Hall of Fame. Some of the guys surrounding him are some of the greatest of all time. And that's not to say that Matt Ryan is right there as one of the greatest of all time. But I certainly believe with his accolades, with his MVP award, with his durability, his reliability, he's going to go into the Hall of Fame at this rate. He's 35 years old. He's just been getting the job done. And there would be no doubt. There would be no conversation if we could actually write it on paper, write it in the stars. Matt Ryan, Super Bowl champion, MVP. There'd be no doubt about it. But because the team lost the game, it's crazy that that's probably part of the reason why the whole narrative and the story is different for Matt Ryan. I think he's underappreciated. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. And if you want to know what's really scary, it's seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It will keep you up at night. Switch to Geico and save. On the heels of Atlanta winning and knocking off Carolina tonight 25-17, do you feel Matt Ryan is underappreciated? Let's talk to Harry. He's calling up from Portland. Harry, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thank you for taking my call. The answer is no. I think that your portrayal of Matt is romantic. It's a fan, certainly. It shows all the wonderful things that you need to do to get in the Hall of Fame. But let me say this. Matt Ryan is Dan Marino. Okay, and let me give it to you from a fan's perspective first. From a fan's perspective, you're right. Okay, the Atlanta fans have been treated to a magnificent career, but Matt Ryan hasn't won anything. And Matt Ryan is at the end of his career. And from a front office standpoint of view, you need to get something for Matt Ryan right now because your football team isn't going anywhere. And that's exactly what did not happen at Miami. And we were stuck with a guy, stuck with Dan Marino, if you want to say that. We're stuck with a guy who we couldn't move to get anything for him. Sure, it's great for the community. Yeah, it's great for the commercials and, you know, all the passes and all that. But the reality is, you know, we hadn't won anything, and we were stuck with a guy that we couldn't move. Jimmy Johnson came in.
Harry, we got a lot of people on the phone lines right here. So I'm guessing you answered the question at the beginning. You don't feel Matt Ryan is underappreciated. The answer, the short answer is no.
Absolutely. I'll hang up and listen to you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Harry, for calling up from Portland. I mean, if you want to take that approach, I can't argue with too much of what you said. You kind of agreed with me. You said, yeah, you think about Atlanta fans, they may have taken a guy for granted. Getting into a whole comparison with Dan Marino and not having one, and Dan Marino, the difference is Dan Marino went to the Super Bowl early in his career. Matt Ryan, he went dead smack in the middle of his prime. And Matt Ryan, obviously, he has not won. And I disagree with you in saying that, okay, well, he's just putting up numbers. He's going to the Hall of Fame. And the other part I can't agree with is the saying that, okay, well, the Falcons got to get rid of the guy. You want to pay the rest of his salary or you want Atlanta to do it? That's the detriment. They could get rid of Matt Ryan right now. They're going to be on the hook. Jim is calling from Louisiana. Jim, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JL. How you doing today, my brother?
I'm good, Jim. Go ahead.
Look, I look at Matt Ryan like this. I like Matt Ryan, even though he's a competitor of my Saints. But he's like a Randall Cunningham or a Phil Sims. They're a middle-road quarterback that can get the job done. And I like him. He's got a little moxie on him, and I think he can do it. And if he just doesn't have the talent around him, I don't think he has the talent around him. Well, Jim,
I don't even want to say that. And, I don't know about the comparison between Randall Cunningham and also Phil Sims. I would venture to tell you that Matt Ryan is better. Or was better right now than what Phil Sims did over the course of his career. But I'll tell you this much. When it comes down to Matt Ryan, I don't think it's a matter of talent. He has offense. I mean, come on. He has one of the best wide receivers right there with him. He has another wide receiver in Ridley. He's had the benefit of the doubt of having serviceable running backs. It doesn't matter if you go from Turner, if you go to Freeman. Now he has a year and opportunity to play with a Todd Gurley, who, yeah, he ain't what he was, but he leads the league right now in rushing touchdowns. If you want to say his offensive line has been shoddy here and there, yes, I can agree with you. Things aren't necessarily all that great, you know, when you think about what he used to be able to have in an Alex Mack and bringing in a McGarry, and there's variables. I can tell you about the coaching and the deterioration of the coaching over the past several years. So with Matt Ryan, I don't think it's a matter of not having talent around him. I think it's been a matter of the coaching. Thank you, Jim, for calling from Louisiana. Tony, he's calling from Chicago. Tony, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Do you feel that Matt Ryan is underappreciated?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't know what that guy was talking about weapons, because, I mean, he's got Julio. Him and Julio are probably one of the best duos in all of NFL. They got Gurley now, which is an unbelievable weapon. They got Ridley, who's a rising star. And all these trade rumors, I think if they split that team up right now, it's a huge mistake. I mean, look at the numbers they're still putting up. It's crazy. And, I mean, they haven't lost these games by a lot. All these games are nail biters, so I mean.
I'll tell you this much. Sometimes you got to look at it and say, is it time to go? And I personally don't see any which way in that you can just continue to try to plug the holes in the house. It's like, hey, things have been leaking. You might have great furniture, but it's time to get it the hell out the house before it's damaged. Get in some new furniture. Get a new house. And I think that's what the Falcons are right now. They're not turning back the clock to 2017. They're not going to be a competitive Super Bowl contender. It's not where they're going back. It's those days are over, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if they beefed up the defense and they're dealing with new coaching now, and
correct,
it's going to be
Tony.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen overnight. And that sure as hell doesn't take place just over the course of a year. Thank you, Tony, for calling up from Chicago. You got to keep in mind here, the Falcons didn't just get rid of Dan Quinn. The Falcons have gotten rid of the boss. They got rid of the GM, Thomas Dimitroff. The owner, Arthur Blank, of the Falcons has made it clear, I'm not going to make that call. The GM, who comes in next, is going to make that call as to the talent on the team. And that's not going to come until next or the postseason or after this year's done. The phone lines are open to you right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We watch Matt Ryan play tonight. We've been watching him play since 2008. If you went to Boston College, you've been watching him play longer than that. He's old, reliable. He's put up numbers, Hall of Fame-worthy numbers that will probably get him there. Do you feel Matt Ryan is underrated? Do you feel he is underappreciated? It's the JR Sport Brief Show. More of your calls when we come back here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're not just talking about the victory tonight from the Atlanta Falcons. We're talking about their quarterback, the man who's been holding it down since 2008. Top 10 in all-time passing yards. Getting ready to be in the top 10 all-time in touchdowns. A former MVP, almost Super Bowl winner. We know almost doesn't count in Matt Ryan. And I think that's one of the issues that unfortunately has defined him in his career. You know, I think we wouldn't necessarily even be having this conversation right now if Matt Ryan was a Super Bowl winner. But he's not. And I think sometimes, especially in Atlanta, I think he's taken for granted. No, he's not Kyler Murray. No, he's not Lamar. No, he's not electrifying like a former Atlanta quarterback in a Michael Vick. But he has been reliable. He has just showed up and gotten the job done. He's probably done one of the more important things you would ask or want from a quarterback. When you're out there, don't give the game away. We got enough quarterbacks who can do that. Matt Ryan is not one of them. I say he's underappreciated. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Art, he's calling up from Virginia. Art, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
I'm good. What's on your mind, Art?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can't believe we're having this conversation, actually, because, you know, here we are talking about a quarterback that's won 4 playoff games, choked away a Super Bowl in probably the most embarrassing way of any quarterback in history. Yeah, he has a lot of stats, but that's the nature of the game these days. They have, you know, everyone gets gaudy stats. It doesn't really mean anything anymore. What means something is winning playoff and winning championship games. And Matt Ryan just doesn't do it.
There's a couple of things you said here, Art, that I'll disagree with. Matt Ryan, he lost the Super Bowl. It wasn't the other 52 players and the coach. Matt Ryan lost the Super Bowl.
Well, he certainly didn't do anything to.
No. That's not my question. You said he choked away the Super Bowl. So he did it. It wasn't a team effort. He did it.
Well, every.
No. Art. I'm going by what you said. Art, I asked you a simple question, and you can repeat what you said, or you can say no, or you can say yes. You said Matt Ryan choked away the Super Bowl, and I'm asking you for clarification. He choked that game away. He did it all by himself, yes or no?
No, he did not do it.
Okay,
so now you
change up one part of what you said. The other aspect is, if Matt Ryan was not the quarterback of that team, I would venture to say they wouldn't have gotten to that Super Bowl. The other aspect, when you want to talk about gaudy stats and gaudy numbers, and that's what everybody does, we have seen an offensive explosion in the NFL, yes, over the past 20 years. That is correct. But we haven't seen too many folks who come through and show up and be consistent the way that he's done. So it's not to say that he puts up gaudy stats or numbers. It's not like Matt Ryan just burst onto the scene, you know, 5-6 years ago, and boom, he's a part of the boom where he's just going to air the ball out. The other aspect is you can talk about, oh, well, we need a championship and we need a win. You already changed your story as to how he contributed or to the degree he contributed with Atlanta's loss. I mean, we have quarterbacks who are Hall of Fame. We have quarterbacks who haven't won championships, who have not all won titles. So if you want to say that, why are we having this conversation? You can go and look at what Matt Ryan has accomplished in his career. You can look at the longevity. And unfortunately, it's inaccurate points like the ones that you have made that the conversation has had. You know, if you listen, I don't know how much you've been listening, but I would say you're the first caller, maybe out of about, I don't know, we've maybe spoken to 10 people, give or take so far. You're the first person to say, why are we even having a conversation? This is just a guy who choked away a Super Bowl until you changed your mind and just puts up gaudy stats.
Didn't change my mind at all. You didn't let me explain what I was going to say.
No, you changed art. I asked you a question and you changed your mind. It was a simple question. It wasn't rocket science. We got a lot of callers. We got a lot of callers here. You lost a lot of credibility with me when you couldn't even answer the simple question. I appreciate you, Art, for calling from Virginia. Jason is calling up from Detroit. Jason, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, boss?
What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Not much, but I feel like Matt Ryan is, I agree with that caller, man. I feel like he's overappreciated because the stats that...
Wait. You said you feel he is overappreciated?
Yeah, not underappreciated, overappreciated.
Oh, okay. I think you need to talk to quite a few people in Atlanta, but go ahead, explain.
Because his stats are misleading in a way to where he doesn't take care of the football. And in order to win the Super Bowl, you need to take care of the football unless you have some type of Ravens defense to where it's just blowing the other team out. Or like you said, that Broncos defense to where they just crushed Cam Newton. But Matt Ryan, he's good. But I just don't think that he's as great as, you know, some callers and yourself, you know, proclaim him to be. Yes, he has the stats. But when you live by your arm, you also die by your arm. When you're behind in the league, I mean, when you're behind in the game, then you have to throw your team into the game. So it's kind of like Matthew Stafford here in Detroit. I feel like Matthew Stafford does the same thing. He had a weapon. He had some weapons on the Detroit Lions. Yeah, he didn't have a 1,000-yard rushing still ready.
There's a difference here. You want to know the difference?
Yes, sir.
Stafford has been a loser, and we can pin a lot of that on the organization. But Matthew Stafford has a losing record. I don't even necessarily want to go ahead and compare him to Matt Ryan. You talk about giving the football away. If you go ahead and you look at quarterbacks, and this is the reality of it, it's easy to say, well, Matt Ryan just puts up stats, and Matt Ryan puts up stats. You want to know why he's able to put up stats? It's because he's not giving the game away, because he's reliable enough that you can put the quarterback on the field and know he's not going to choke, that he's not going to throw you out of the game. And a lot of his losses, especially in recent memory, also unfortunately have to deal with the organizational structure around him. I'm not putting him at the top of the list. I didn't proclaim him to be great. He is on a Hall of Fame trajectory because of his longevity and what he's been able to do as a winner. We got quarterbacks. I look at quarterbacks in pretty much two or three categories. You're either awesome, you are great, you are spectacular, or your team, your own team, your own fan base, your own coach, your own quarterback has to look at you behind center and go, oh, man, we in for it today. This guy is going to throw this away. We in for a tough one. Matt Ryan is not at that end of the spectrum. And when you think about longevity, there's a reason that he's had it. It's because he's not out there throwing the game away.
Yeah, I agree, man. Like you said, appreciate the call. I just feel like Matt Stafford is not a Hall of Famer. And like you said, man.
Jason, I know you're in Detroit, and thank you for calling up. We ain't talking about Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford is in a different place on a team that I know everybody wishes was sold in, from the Ford family. Travis is calling up from Houston. Travis, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hey, JR, love the show, man. Love the opinions here. I'm with you on the underappreciated bandwagon for Matt Ryan. Dude's dependable, dude's reliable, shows up and does his job. Everything you said. I'm going to name three guys, and this will tell you how much Super Bowl matters in whether or not someone's an MVP, or I'm sorry, whether or not someone's a Hall of Famer. Donovan McNabb, Steve McNair, all right, and Tony Romo. Those guys showed up and did their job. Steve McNair, if Kevin Dyson scores that touchdown in the Super Bowl, Steve McNair is a Hall of Famer. He's not. Donovan McNabb, if he can get past the five NFC championships, and if he can win a Super Bowl, dude's a Hall of Famer. He's not. Tony Romo, man, yeah. I'm from Texas. I'm from Houston. I hate the Cowboys, but as a football fan, I can appreciate Tony Romo's contribution to the game, both while he played and as a commentator. Okay. Dude's incredible, underappreciated, just showed up and did work.
Okay.
So I named three guys. Here's a guy who's vastly overrated and who will be in the Hall of Fame. Eli Manning will be in the Hall of Fame because of two Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
Point blank, plain and simple.
Absolutely. And thank you, Travis, for calling up from Houston. I mean, even without Super Bowls, I mean, some of what you just named, I wouldn't, just based on his career and his stats and his numbers, I wouldn't put Donovan McNabb in the Hall of Fame. Not at all. But with Matt Ryan, if he keeps up for what he's doing and what he has accomplished, yeah, he might be on his way. He ain't just somebody just stacking stats. There's a reason why he's had that opportunity to put up the numbers. And it's not just because he's been playing from behind. Yeah. The Falcons have had some winning seasons. Matt Ryan has a robust winning record. We're going to talk about this more when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.